Good morning. It is 8:10 as we continue here on this Monday, May the 18th. We have joining us in studio Donnie Collier from the Independence VFW Post 1186. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
It is going great.
Hey, good to have you in here. And hard to believe we got Memorial Day is just 1 week away.
Ain't that crazy? It's going by quick.
I know. The unofficial start to summer here, but you guys at the VFW Post have a lot of good events coming up, starting off with service officers on the way, right?
Yes, this Thursday, service officer will be here again. We have a free breakfast and free lunch, open at 8:30 at the Post at 113 East Myrtle. And the service officer will be there about 9 and start working claims.
Fantastic. So if someone hasn't ever experienced anything like that before, there's just a few things that they should need to bring with them, and it's also for dependents, right?
Yes, dependents and widows. Starting to see a lot more widows come in. We'd really like to have the discharge paper. Usually it's a DD-214, and marriage license, death certificate if it's involved. Anything like that, any documentation, if they've been diagnosed with any kind of diseases or illnesses, we'd like for them to bring that diagnosis. But if they don't have it, come on in anyway, and we'll work with them and see what we can get done.
Fantastic. Well, hope folks can take advantage of that. And again, that'll be this Thursday, VFW Post 1186 in Independence. I know you also have some bingo been doing pretty good. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have bingo tonight. Open up at 5, and the games start at 6:15. I think last week they gave away over $3,000 in, can't remember what they call them, the special games they have. And they're actually going to have bingo next Monday, which is Memorial Day, which surprised me, but they are going to go ahead and have bingo Monday night on Memorial Day.
Nothing's going to stop them.
They just go. That's all they do.
Hey, that is fantastic. So hope you can check that out. Also, we are going to be gearing up here for June, if you can believe it, here in just a little bit. And I know that you got the burger feed coming up.
Yeah, first Wednesday of the month, I believe it's the 3rd of June, June, and we start at 5 and go to 7 and usually have a real good crowd, have a lot of compliments on the hamburgers, and a lot of fellowship going on there. So we really like doing that.
That's fantastic. And I understand you got a little entertainment coming in here as well.
Yeah, Pat Robinson, first Friday of the month, he comes in at 6 and stays till midnight. Now, I don't know how he does it. He's a lot tougher than I am, but that's 6 hours of music and entertainment, and the crowd gets involved real good, and real good time.
Fantastic. Well, that is a good deal, so hope folks can check that out here. And then, of course, with Memorial Day coming up, I know that you've got some stuff coming up with that.
Yeah, we have the ceremonies out there. The whole city's involved with all that. And just for a kicker, the Post will pay for all the rides and miniature golf that day at Riverside Park. So come out, bring the kids, let them enjoy and explain to them what Memorial Day's about. And let them ride the rides.
Well, that is a really great way to give back. And, of course, a good opportunity to stop and remember that, yeah, while a lot of people get off work for Memorial Day, there's a little bit more to it than just that.
Yes, yes. It's a celebration of all those that have given the ultimate price for our freedom. And there's been quite a bit of work going on at the World War II plot this last week. So go check it out. They're really working hard on making it look nice.
Well, that is fantastic. I know that you and the crew have been busy getting all these events lined up, and we do appreciate that. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us here as we talk some updates from VFW Post 1186 in Independence?
We'd just like to see everybody that even thinks they might be eligible for anything to come in Thursday. It's very important. The veterans have earned benefits that Congress says is theirs and their widows and dependents. So please come in and see what we can do for you.
Well, that is fantastic, and we hope that folks can stop by and check out the VFW post. If they haven't been in before, can you tell us a little bit about where the post is located and what folks might be able to find there?
It's 113 East Myrtle. It's between Penn and 6th Street. If you know where the courthouse is, we are straight west of the courthouse. There's been a lot of remodeling lately. If you ain't been in the last 10 years, it'll surprise you. ADA restrooms downstairs and just cleaned up real good. And we're actually working on the upstairs now, and we'll be putting in an outside elevator for ADA, large enough to put a gurney in case we ever need to haul somebody down from upstairs.
Well, that'll be definitely good to be able to take care of and just have that available for folks who might need it. And we, of course, do appreciate everything that you are doing at the post. It's always great to stop in. I know you aim to be one of those friendliest posts around.
Yeah, our motto is to be the most hospitable post in the country.
Hey, you're doing a good job with that, so we do appreciate it. And anything else here as we wrap up, sir?
No, we just appreciate the community and all the support we get from them.
All right. Well, again, we do appreciate it, and hope folks can stop by, check out some of the events going on at VFW Post 1186.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. That's Donnie Collier here with VFW Post 1186. And as we continue along, we do have open line coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be getting in to just a little bit of programming from K-State Extension before that, and then we'll have our Words of Inspiration program and your call straight ahead here as we continue on the Mighty 690.